The wet ground kept Thomas and his father out of the fields. Kyle shooed Thomas away from the tractor unless he wanted to tear up his other knuckles for a matched set.
Well,
Dad said, the ratchet wrench twisting tick, tick, tick in his hand.
You could always go home and have a day off.
Home? Thomas felt himself deflate, a Bobo doll left ignored in a corner. Jillian was home. A feeling of dread accompanied the thought of driving the few miles to what was once the residence of Boyd Donnelly, 30-year sheriff of Buchanan County. Over the past 4 years, it didn't feel more like Thomas's home. It still felt like Boyd's. The furniture was the same, so were the appliances and plates. His uncle had just begun to date Emily, a woman Thomas hadn't gotten the chance to know, past a family meeting in his parents' kitchen, when what? What did we talk about? People shouted, someone cried, Emily accused Jillian of something, and they all drank beer, lots and lots of beer. But what happened? That night had been tense and nearly violent. But Thomas couldn't remember anything that occurred, except Jillian that remained calm through it all, even though every finger pointed to her. No, I'll find something to do. The tick, tick, tick stopped, and Thomas's father turned to face him, a streak of grease across his cheek.
Then there is something going sour at home, he said,
setting the wrench onto an arm of the three-point hitch and pushing himself straight.
What?
The exhale seemed to take an hour. Yes, there's something wrong with Jillian. Thomas looked off toward the old milking barn, the once red paint now mostly flaked off, revealing the gray wood beneath. Or not, I don't know. It's just that something feels... it feels off. Kyle leaned into the big back tire of the tractor, his working man arms crossed over his chest.
Like what? You think she's cheating on you or something?
Cheating? No, Dad, that's not it. That's not it at all. Thomas ran a hand through his hair. A still thick shock stood straight up. It's just. He couldn't look at his father. He fixed his eyes on the machine shop. She's keeping something from me. I know. Dad, I know more happened in St. Joe than what I was told. I know there are events in my life, especially when I was a kid, that are just... they're just... gone. Kyle picked up the open Miller Lite from the top of his tool chest and took a sip. When he lowered the can, he looked at Thomas from under pinched brows.
What does that have to do with Jillian?
He asked.
That sounds like you two need to work something out.
A harsh laugh broke from Thomas. Work something out? Seriously, Dad? You watching the Drew Barrymore show now? Kyle pointed a finger at him, but Thomas cut him off before he could speak. Do you remember the night 4 years ago when Jillian and I came home after being gone for years? He asked. We were covered in dust and drove some random meth head's car. You asked Uncle Boyd to come over, and I was mad because I felt you called the cops on me. He brought Emily. It was the first and only time I met her. We sat around the kitchen table and talked. It got pretty tense. You remember that? Kyle Kavanaugh's face fell blank.
No, son. I don't remember that at all.
But it happened. It really happened. Thomas shook his head. The spike of hair had mostly fallen back home. You're right, he lied. I must be misremembering. Thomas nudged his head toward the machine shop. I'll clean up in there, then I'll go home. Kyle laughed.
I've been meaning to do that for the past 20 years. Good luck.